Dear friends, we have come together in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to attend to the uniting of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. This state is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but discreetly, reverently, and in the fear of God. For as much as marriage is ordained of God, it is necessary for those who enter the marriage covenant to consider with reverent mind and heart what the Word of God teaches about it. The Lord God said in the book of Genesis, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Haven't you read that at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh.'" The highest goal you can have before you is spoken through the Apostle Paul. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, and the wife must respect her husband. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and I.
Mike and Claire, you are about to assume mutual relationships and responsibilities. You're going to pledge to each other your undying devotion and faithfulness. The union into which you are now to enter is the closest and most tender into which human beings can come. It is a union founded upon the mutual understanding and love, and to Christian people, it is a union in the Lord. Since marriage is God's institution, and it is intended for the happiness and welfare of mankind, it is fitting that we stand before him and seek his blessing on your marriage today. Please give your attention to the reading of God's word from 1 John 4, 7 through 13.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete among us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. We love because he first loved us. And in that wonderful passage, I want to just highlight three things from the great fact that God is love. First, that it's creative love. God made Adam and Eve and gave them to each other, and he made you two and gave you to each other. God was involved when you met 3 years ago at Olivet, when Mike first said, "I love you," in the gazebo, and later proposed in that same place. It was not just you two, your characters in the love story, but the great Creator is the author of that story and the God of love. It's a creative love. It's also sacrificial love. He gave his only Son to purchase you for himself. And his sacrifice is our guide as well. In love for one another, there are going to be times when we wrong each other, and then we need to call on the blood of Jesus and the power of his sacrifice to forgive one another and to find that grace to keep coming together in God's love again and again and again. It's creative love, sacrificial love, and indwelling love. We know that we live in him and he in us because he's given us of his Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ lives in each of you. And as you live together, you're going to encourage each other and the presence of the Spirit in each other and the things that God is developing in you, the fullness of your gifts and of your personality. As the Spirit helps that to flourish in each of you, that's going to happen not just individually, but also as the Spirit works in you together and as part of the wider body of Christ. God is love. He's brought you together by His creative love. He's redeemed you by His sacrificial love, and the indwelling love of the Holy Spirit is going to give you the energy, the strength, the power to keep on loving each other and to flourish in the marriage that God has given you. May God bless you both as you walk with Him together.
Mike and Claire, you might want to settle in now. It takes two pastors to marry you. Thank you for the awesome privilege of allowing us to speak into your life today. And Carla and I have enjoyed walking along with you in this journey and helping you prepare for this day. And I know you realize the importance of building your new life on a secure foundation, that foundation that's illustrated in Jesus' words in Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew against and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a loud crash. So the people hearing these words of Jesus were very much like us. They wanted a life that was characterized by love and stability, purpose and peace. But of course, these kind of lives don't just materialize. They take a little bit of work. They are intentionally built. So today, we celebrate the fact that in certain times and seasons, God allows us to build a life together. Together with a husband and a wife, perhaps children, with an extended family. And yes, it's a group project. And group projects are a little bit daunting at times. But God in His wisdom said, it's not good for us to be alone. So here you stand today. We worked and prayed and waited for today. You're metaphorically beginning that foundation on your house, surrounded by your friends and family, in the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, and of course, Jesus is here. And His story about these two houses provide us with a blueprint for a strong, secure life together that can weather whatever storms you will face in your married life. The people that were represented by these two builders share one thing in common and one thing different. They both heard the words of Jesus, but one did them and one did not. Those who obeyed the words of Jesus were called wise, and those not were called foolish. The truth is, every house looks good in good weather, but Jesus was in Palestine, and Palestine is a lot like life. Because storms come up fast and torrential rains can destroy anything that's built very quickly. One house stands on its foundations, the other falls with a great crash. Jesus tells us plainly in that story, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is the wise man who built his house on the rock. The words of Jesus extend in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm not going to give you the whole Sermon on the Mount. But in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives us what I call 10 rock-solid ways to build a storm-proof marriage. You won't remember them all today, but maybe in 6 months or so you can review them. And perhaps those of you who are sitting here today and are married could do a little evaluation of your own. Number one. Let your light shine before one another that your spouse may see your heavenly Father in you. Number two, do not let anger rule your home, but settle matters quickly between yourselves. Number three, do not commit accidental adultery. Dedicate your eyes, your mind, and your body exclusively to one another. Number four, decide to intentionally love one another, even when one of you is acting like the enemy. Number five, keep your own personal relationship with the Lord so strong that your Christian home is genuine. Number six, be generous with each other, especially in the area of forgiveness. Number seven, pray for and with each other on a regular basis. Number eight, don't worry. Be happily seeking God's kingdom first, and all the rest will follow. Number nine, be slow and careful in judging one another. And number 10, in everything you do, do unto one another as you would want it done unto you. Jesus says, therefore, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it has its foundation upon the rock. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, you have taught us that if in all of our ways we acknowledge you, you will direct our paths. And so we come before you today to seek your guidance and your blessing upon Mike and Claire. They've done all the work they can do to prepare for this day, so now they're to be joined in the bonds of matrimony. We pray you would help them to live each for the other, that you would grant that they would make it their ambition to enrich one another's lives. Unite their hearts, we pray, that no storm of life will be able to shake their faith in each other or in you. Be with them in sunshine or shadow, in joy or sorrow, and may their home always be your abiding place. May you always be their constant guest. And we pray these things in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, will you, Michael, in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses, take Claire to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's word in the holy state of matrimony? Will you love, honor, and cherish her in sickness and in health, in prosperity and adversity, and forsaking all others, cleave only unto her so long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will. And will you, Claire, in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses, take Michael to be your wedded husband, to live together after God's holy word in the state of matrimony? Will you love, honor, and cherish him in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in adversity, and forsaking all others, cleave only unto him so long as you both shall live? If so, please answer, I will. Since you, Mike, and you, Claire, have promised to take each other as husband and wife, I ask you now to repeat these vows of marriage in the presence of God and these witnesses. Mike, would you repeat after me? I, Mike, take you, Claire.
I, Mike, take you, Claire.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy word.
According to God's holy word.
And to you I pledge my love and devotion.
And to you I pledge my love and devotion.
Claire, would you repeat after me? I, Claire, take you, Mike.
I, Claire, take you, Mike.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy word. And to you I pledge my love and devotion.
And to you I pledge my love and devotion.
So what do you give as a sign of your love and sincerity?
These rings.
May I have the rings, please? Thank you. Can you get them out of there for me, please? That's okay. Thanks. So these rings are a symbol, and the prayer is that they would continue to be a symbol as they're on your fingers, a symbol of the love and purity, the permanence of the wedding bond, the sacred vows that you have now taken and you will take this day in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Mike, I'll ask you to place this ring on Claire's finger and repeat after me. Claire, receive this ring.
Claire, receive this ring.
In token and pledge.
In token and pledge.
Of my constant faith.
Of my constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Claire, would you place this ring on Mike's finger and repeat after me? Mike, receive this ring.
Mike, receive this ring.
In token and pledge.
In token and pledge.
Of my constant faith.
Of my constant faith.
And abiding love.
And abiding love.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The two candles on the table behind me have been lit to represent Mike and Claire's lives to this moment. They are two distinct lights, each capable of going a separate way. But to bring happiness to their home, there must be the merging of these two lights into one. From now on, their thoughts shall be for each other rather than for their individual selves. Their plans shall be mutual, their joys and sorrows shared alike. As this one light cannot be divided, neither shall their lives be divided, but shall give united testimony in a Christian home. May the radiance of this one light be a testimony of your unity in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Now, because you, Mike, and Claire have thus consented together in holy wedlock, I, therefore, in accordance with the word of God and the laws of this state, pronounce you husband and wife together in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. What God has joined together, let no man separate. Mike, you may now kiss your bride. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Eternal God, send your blessings upon these, your servants, Mike and Claire. Today we've blessed them in your name. May they live faithfully together. May they sincerely perform and keep the vows and covenants they've made together. Grant them to live according to your word. Strengthen them in constant fidelity and true affection toward each other. Sustain and defend them in all trials and temptations. Help them to walk in this world in faith toward you, in communion with your body, the church, and in loving service to one another. May your joy be the strength of their new life together begun here today, for it is in and through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now, Mike and Claire, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift his face upon you and give you peace as you grow old and wrinkly together. Amen. And now may the love of God and the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, and the sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit be with us all until he comes again. Amen. Now would you turn and face your audience? It is my privilege to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Michael and Claire DeGrazia.